Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. As you all know, my obsession with pizza is at its strongest. I don't think a day goes by that I don't talk about pizza or eat pizza. And today I'm very excited to have a guest from one of my favorite pizza spots in Tampa, which is New York, New York Pizza. They have locations all over Tampa Bay, Ybor, Carrollwood, Wesley Chapel, Riverview, to name just a few. So today I have Alicia, who's with the Ybor location. Welcome, Alicia.
Thank you.
So happy to have you, and I love your shirt. I need one of those.
Of course. I can get you one.
I need one. I mean, that's just perfect. So I first discovered New York, New York Pizza, probably 2 years ago, which I've been in Tampa for 15, so that's just crazy that it took me that long to find it. But I was in Ybor with some friends. We were at a comedy show. We walked over there, and I had the grandma slice, and I fell in love. And I kept going back for pizza, and then eventually I started trying other dishes. But tell me, like, when did you guys first open up? And just a little bit of background on this awesome pizza place we have here in Tampa.
Okay, so we opened up about 11 years ago. Now I've been with the company almost 10 years.
Wow.
Yes. So it's been a long time. We are the sole location first in Ybor City. And then, you know, they branched out and went from there. Pizza is a passion of mine because who doesn't like pizza?
Well, if they don't like pizza, I can't be friends with them.
I can't trust them.
I can't either. I mean, who doesn't like pizza?
Absolutely. Right.
So after Ybor, what was the first location to open up outside of there?
Hyde Park.
Hyde Park. Okay.
Yes.
I actually went there yesterday for the first time, believe it or not. And it's funny because I take my dog to Green Dog next door.
Oh, right next door.
Right next door. And so your pizza, I mean, everyone claims to have a New York style. So what is your take on New York style? Because I've heard, you know, different places claim to have New York style, but truly you guys are one of the only ones that really do it right. Because I've been to New York a few times and I was impressed the first time I had it.
Thank you. Yeah. So we pride ourselves on having really big slices, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you can have one slice and be full, or you can have a whole pizza, depending on what you want. But yeah, so we do a thin, crispy pizza that, you know, it feels like New York every time you come into Ybor or Hyde Park, mm-hmm. Wesley Chapel, West Chase, wherever you go. We try to make it like family as well. So, you know, we're a family-owned company, and we love to see everyone come in and, you know, share their stories about their experiences. And, I mean, that's, I guess, what New York, New York is all about. It's a family company.
Right. There's just that feeling when you walk in, and it's kind of nice when you see the same familiar faces working, and you don't feel like you're eating in a restaurant. You feel like you're dining in someone's home.
Absolutely.
And it's become like that for me recently. I know I've been coming in a lot, but I always see the same smiling faces, and it always just kind of makes me feel good inside. I'd rather go there than go somewhere else where you're just another face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone yeah. there is super cool. And I have to say, it's really cool in Ybor to see, sometimes you see the chickens or the roosters. I don't know the correct way to say that. I don't want to get myself in trouble. Is it chickens or roosters or both?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
They're running around Ybor all the time. They're protected. So,
you know,
we see them everywhere. And, you know, they sit on our porch sometimes.
They do.
And wait for our pizza as well.
It's kind of cool. It's just definitely something you only see in Ybor. Last time I was there was last week. I actually saw one. He was walking down the street, and it was a rooster. I do know the difference. But he was so cute because he like tried to jump up on one of the chairs, and it looked like he just wanted to go and order a slice right from the window out there. It was awesome.
I don't blame him.
I don't either. I'm like, he's got good taste. And he's probably like, he should be the mascot for you guys.
Yeah, I just can't train them yet, but I'm planning on it, you know?
Makes me like want to have one as a pet at home.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, they're very awesome.
They are. So aside from pizza, you guys have some incredible dishes.
Yes.
First of all, I have to say your wings. I tried the forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love heat. That was fantastic. Lasagna, incredible. I've had the meatball sub. I mean, there's so many. What are some of your most popular dishes that people might not know about?
So we do a lot of pasta dinners. Some people don't even know that we have a full menu. So I do want to let them know we do pizza, pasta, salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, subs. You know, we like to cater to any mood that you're in. And so our most popular dishes are some of the pastas, I would say like the chicken Alfredo or shrimp Alfredo. All of our pastas are made to order. You can customize. And honestly, you won't go wrong with anything you grab on the menu, especially from our chefs in the kitchen down to the pizza makers in the pizza station. All of them are 100% authentic. And all of our pastas truly come through, all of our pizzas. My favorite pasta, personally, is the penne alla vodka with chicken. And you have to try it. Trust me, you need to. It's amazing.
I want to try that because vodka sauce is one of my favorites.
Yes, we do everything that you can think of except for tacos. Let's just say that.
Well, maybe we can do a pizza taco. You never know. That might be a cool thing to try.
Maybe one Taco Tuesday. You never know.
Yeah, right? Yeah, your meatballs. I always, when I go dine somewhere that offers meatballs, to me it's all about not only the quality of the meatball, but the sauce. You guys just hit it spot on.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, those are great, especially if I'm feeling a little low carb. The meatballs are a great go-to. And also, many people might not know this, but you offer a gluten-free and a cauliflower crust
on
your pizza.
Yes, that is true. We do a small pizza. We do gluten-free and cauliflower crust, like she said. We can do any kind of pizza that you like. We can have it customized as a bill your own, or you can do a gourmet pizza that we offer. I guess that would be good for anybody who's on keto or anybody trying to cut back a little bit. I know there's a lot of people doing diets right now, and that's great. So definitely come and check us out. We do wraps. We do pizza that has cauliflower and gluten-free. And our salads have fresh produce every day. So
the goat cheese salad is one of my favorites. And I love the Greek dressing that you guys offer, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's great.
Delicious. But one more thing I have to say about the cauliflower crust is I've gone to a couple places and I've been disappointed. It tasted like cardboard. Same with gluten-free. Now, I haven't tried your gluten-free crust. Sorry, I'm tongue twister here. But it's not something I would normally order, but I definitely went for the cauliflower because I try to, you know, be a little more on the low carb side. I mean, coming from someone who loves pizza, that sounds crazy, but I have to cut back when I can. I was blown away. It really exceeded my expectations. And I'm not just saying that because you're a guest today. I was like, holy shit, this is really good. And even my kids tried it. They didn't know what it was. They didn't know it was cauliflower crust. It was incredible. And it was nice and crispy. And I had the shrimp scampi version of it.
It's very good.
It was great.
Yeah, I agree. My sister also is on keto, so she tried our cauliflower crust and she said it was amazing. So I believe her.
Definitely. And also, my favorite slice that you guys do is the grandma. I don't know what it is. I'm kind of old school when it comes to pizza. You know, growing up in an Italian family making pizza, it was always about the fresh ingredients. And I think that is the one slice that really caught my eye and my heart. I don't know what it is. The fresh tomatoes, it's just...
Absolutely.
It reminds me of like my grandfather's home cooking. It's definitely my favorite slice.
Yes. It's actually my favorite slice as well. So
good minds think alike.
Yes, absolutely. So it's our grandma slice is plum tomatoes, fresh garlic, marinara sauce, and then mozzarella cheese and fresh basil on top. And it's just like a loaded cheese slice that it's like a slice of heaven. Let's just
it
say
is.
That.
It's like everything just tastes so fresh from the garden. That's
absolutely.
What I love. And you guys, I mean, you have, I mean, fresh produce every day, which I think is, I mean, that's nowadays you don't see that as often. You wouldn't think that when it comes to any place that is known for their pizza. I mean, you know, there's nothing frozen. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Fresh ingredients every day. It really stands out. Sets us apart from the rest.
The taste, it comes right out. I mean, just the presentation, everything. Every time I go there, I feel like this pizza was just especially prepared for me. And I just, it just makes me so happy. I could go on. And I think I'm probably going to go there today for lunch or dinner or something. So let's talk a little bit about social media. I know that I've been seeing a lot of people lately sharing the hashtag What's Your Slice, which I think is great. So how did that come about? Do you know, or if you don't know, it's okay. I just started seeing it and I've noticed, I started following that hashtag and I'm seeing all kinds of people sharing their favorite slices at New York, New York. And it's getting me inspired because there's the heist pizza?
Yes.
So you have to tell me about that because I haven't tried it yet.
Okay. So we have a Heist Pizza, which is a collaboration with a local DJ that we have across the street. Mm-hmm. And it is a meat lover's pizza with a twist, but I'm not going to tell you what that is. You just got to come in and try it. Yes, absolutely.
There's also, I saw meat cannolis.
Oh, yes. We have cannolis.
That's... I have to try one because that's kind of one of my favorite desserts that I go to, especially when eating pizza. It just goes hand in hand. So also, you guys are really involved. I've noticed the owners, too, different events in Ebor, different organizations that they belong to, which I think is great. The community outreach is just really important. And coming up on – now, this podcast will actually air the day after, but on Monday the 28th, there is a very special event benefiting the Children's Cancer Center at the location in Carrollwood.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that. I will be there. Yes. I can't wait to see everything. Can you share anything about that? I mean, I'll definitely be sharing my photos from the event after.
Yes. So we are going to work with the Children's Cancer Center, and some of the teenagers that attend are going to be able to make their own pizzas, and then they're all going to try each other's pizzas, and then we're going to put that on the menu so that when people order, part of the proceeds go to the Children's Cancer Center.
That is fantastic. Yes. I love it. Such a great idea. And that's an organization that's always been very near and dear to my heart. So I'm very excited to go to that event, and I can't wait to share my experience on social media.
Yes,
it's going to be fun. See, now I've been kind of thinking lately, if I were to create a pizza, what would I create? And I have some ideas. So I wasn't sure who I should run them by to see if they can test it out, but I would love to have my own.
You can always come and tell us what you want.
I know. I have to create something, get people to order it. So how can we follow New York Pizza on social media?
So we have Facebook. We have Instagram.
It's at New York Pizza for everything.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. And there's also the other locations that on Facebook, but we can...
The main one is New York Pizza.
And absolutely, yes.
Definitely. So now, one of my favorite holidays is coming up in February, and it's not Valentine's Day. It is National Pizza Day, which is February 9th. So we can't say what's going to happen, but there are some very special events that are going to happen with New York Pizza. So in order to find out, you have to follow them on Instagram and Facebook. So be sure to follow them at New York Pizza on Instagram. And of course, Facebook is the same. Be in tune with them, because there's going to be some really cool stuff developing on their Insta stories. And it's definitely a day you don't want to miss, and it's the best place to celebrate that awesome day at New York Pizza. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for joining me. I'm really excited to see what the future holds. There's some exciting stuff in the works, I understand, and some new designs, and I saw some little previews, and I'm excited.
Thank you.
We're all excited. It's a very special place in Tampa. And I have to say, Tampa has really become my home. And there are so many places that really make me happy. And you guys are definitely one of them.
Thank you.
So having you. That. Oh, you're welcome. Just having you here today was really important to me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Forking Around Town. If you have a moment, please review, rate, and subscribe to my podcast at Forking Around Town on Apple iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. And don't forget that a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com.
This is a cannabis podcast powered by Trulieve. Quick fix on Radio Influence.
When I'm reading up some of these things and some of the laws that they've had here in the United States of America, some of them are crazy. They just now legalized hemp. Okay, President Trump signed into law. Thank you, President Trump. I thought I might say that. I don't say it that often. Thank you, President Trump, for signing into law, basically a law that legalized hemp. And hemp is something that was illegal to sell or grow in the United States, okay? But it was legal to buy from international sources, which is, it doesn't make any damn sense. But I guess that alleviates some things going on with CBD, and it's about time.
The Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve, can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.